Good afternoon. We continue to track that powerful storm into southern Canada. Most of the heaviest rain is winding down, although still some showers with heavier bursts, particularly in New England and in central New York. But even this activity will tend to lift out to the north and east along with the storm center. What's left will be strong, gusty winds for the entire region today out of the west or west-southwest. Wind speeds in most cases will exceed 30 miles per hour, with gusts over 40 and perhaps even above 50 miles per hour through the afternoon hours. A high wind warning has been issued for most of the northeastern part of the country as a result, and downed trees and power lines are possible in some locations, leading to power outages in a lot of spots. Meantime, as the storm pulls away, we'll go back to at least some sunshine this afternoon, mixed with clouds, especially as we head toward the evening hours. Temperatures, which topped out in the 60s to around 70 before the sun came up, have been falling or holding steady since, and most places will stay in the 40s or lower 50s through the remainder of the afternoon. Overnight tonight, the wind will die out a bit, however, still quite blustery, and with mostly cloudy skies, it'll be much cooler than last night with lows in the 30s and lower 40s. This will set us up for a blustery day tomorrow. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds for Halloween, and still a bit breezy, with wind gusts at about 20 to 30 miles per hour, and temperatures holding in the lower to middle 50s. As we get into trick-or-treat time, it should be quiet for the kids rainfall-wise, but still a bit blustery, with temperatures dropping back into the 40s. As we head into the day on Wednesday, sunshine to start out, then increasing clouds as a disturbance approaches from the west in the lower 50s, and that'll lead to a few showers on Thursday and Friday before we dry it out to start the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the upper Great Lakes and Mississippi Valley southwestward to the central high plains will move east to the mid-Atlantic coast over the next couple of days. Rain and light snow is expected over parts of the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes and parts of the northern plains through late tonight. And snow heavy at times is forecast for portions of the central and southern Rockies. Widespread showers and thunderstorms, though, will develop along the southern flank of this front as it passes through the central and southern plains. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and wind, then increasing sunshine, upper 50s. Boston, rainy, wind, increasing sunshine later in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 80, set in 1946, and the record low, 20, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m. 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and very windy with showers today, temperatures holding in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, very windy today with scattered showers and temperatures holding in the mid 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and very windy with rain today, temperatures holding in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and very windy with scattered showers today, temperatures holding in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and very windy with scattered showers today, temperatures holding in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, dry with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy but seasonably cool, lower to mid-50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy on Thursday with a chance of showers, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower Friday, near 60. Back to the 50s on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and a chance of showers on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.